I'd been sitting on this idea of community and bonds that came through, I guess, watching wars unfold in other countries, and also watching the pandemic as well, and how we behaved during the pandemic. And I think part of that, when I was overseas, is watching fathers and sons interact and how they grappled with a war in their own backyard. And I had an experience. I remember during one piece of combat, we pulled up next to a compound to kind of rearm and reload. And there was, as we were parked there next to this person's house, the father came out holding his son in his arms, and he sat down with him for probably half an hour and just watched us with his son while we were going about our business. And he was talking to his son the whole time, kind of whispering to him. And I just remember thinking, what's he saying? You know, what does he worry about? What's it like having a foreign army parked in your backyard? It was a really surreal experience. So I thought about that. I'm like, what if you brought that kind of war home to Australia? How would you behave as a parent? How would you keep your humanity? How would you protect your kids as well as try and defend what's important to you? So that's kind of the premise of the book. And I think that's what made it, gave it a few extra layers. It's not just kind of an action story. It does have that at its heart. It's about a father and a son and the bond they have, and try and preserve that in dire circumstances.
And so the process to write this book, I mean, I remember you declaring online that you're going to start and you're going to help us sort of take a view into what that process is going to be like. I mean, it all is probably over-romanticized now, given it's out now that we're doing, conversations about it and we're spreading the word. What's that process like and who's involved?
Yeah, it's difficult because it's much more horsepower than nonfiction. Nonfiction, you're just taking what's already happened and you're basically carving out a narrative arc and figuring out what to exclude. But with this, everything's getting built from the ground up. Your characters, the world, the antagonists, the inciting incident, the flow and the ebb and flow of the story is all going to be done from scratch, which is quite hard. I really underestimated how hard it would be. So I kind of did an outline, a rough outline, and a bit of a treatment, which was probably 8,000-9,000 words. I gave that to Alex. He read it and goes, and he then used that story. He goes, this is good. He then used that to pitch it to his acquiring team at Pan McMillan. They're like, okay, if we think there's room in the market for a book like this, let's go ahead. And so from that point on, I started the manuscript in an app called Scrivener, which has a pretty cool word count function in it. You kind of reverse engineer your daily word count you need to deliver your manuscript on time. And that's all I was doing. As I went along, I just like take shots of the manuscript and the word count meter as I was ticking it upwards. And that was good for me. It was actually keeping me accountable. At the same time, and people would occasionally cheer you on. I did hear some research though, where they're saying like if you're too public with your goals, that can be an end in itself, and the feedback you get and encouragement you get from people kind of short circuits the actual goal you're meant to be going for. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
So I didn't promote it as much after that, but I found that just sharing the process with people was really good, and it got people interested in what I was doing. It got people interested in writing, but the story as well. And I just think that's helpful, that when you come out to actually sell something, which is what you're doing when you're an author, you've already brought people along a little bit for the journey.
Yeah, that's right. And the role in the background, I mean, you've got a young son, you'll be thinking very carefully about how that's communicated and what he's going to be reading when he's old enough to sort of take all of this in. It must have added quite a dimension to the book, knowing that there was a parallel now from, looking back on that time overseas, seeing the father and son having those conversations while you're on the job, but then also having the son nearby, no doubt coming and taking on your shirt sleeve a few times, saying, let's go and do something else instead of writing. I'm sure it would have been pretty close to home.
Yeah, exactly. I tried to keep the writing window during the period he was kind of at kindy and school. But it's on your mind. I mean, a book like that's on your mind the whole time. So, it's a lonely endeavor for a while you're doing the manuscript. And then once it's out of that and you're into editing, then you kind of paired up with the team, and it's a bit more exciting because they get their hands on it, they see it with fresh eyes, and you kind of know if you're onto something.